Lesson 17. For 2.5 centuries, the world has been living through an explosion of the human population supported by remarkable technological advances in food production and disease control. During the first phase of the post-1750 population surge, the greatest increases occurred in today's high-income economies. These were, after all, the societies that first mastered the technological advances in food production and industrialization that could reduce mortality rates and support a booming population with increased food supplies. Those technological advances gradually spread to the rest of the world. As a result, the burst of population growth also transferred from the high-income world to the developing world. Our societies and cultures are still adjusting to the happy surprise of falling child mortality and rising life expectancy. The decline of fertility lagged behind the decline of mortality, resulting in a massive increase of population. Those population increases, for a time, were harmonious in most countries with ecological limits. But as the world's population has continued to increase, the threats to human well-being from rising populations have also multiplied. In many developing countries, the rate of population increase has been so rapid and unknown that rising populations have destabilized the country's politics and economics. In recent decades, the population growth rate, the population increase as a percentage of the world's population, has slowed in most countries. While the world's population grew at around 2% in the 1960s, it is growing at around 1.2% today. Despite the slowdown, the absolute increase of the world's population, and hence the pressures on the Earth's carrying capacity, remains very high. With growth around 2% per year of the world's population of 3.3 billion in 1965, the annual population increase was around 70 million, which is actually slightly less than 1.2% of today's population of 6.6 billion, or roughly 78 million per year. Figure 1 illustrates how the proportionate growth rate of population, measured on the right-hand axis, has slowed significantly while the absolute increase of population per year remains high. The slowdown in the growth rate will likely continue, but the absolute increases in population will likely remain 70 to 75 million per year through 2020.